Prabowo and Erdogan hold Strategic Operations Council meeting in Bogor, Indonesia. Vietnam has once again expressed its gratitude for Indonesia's support during its national struggle. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. President Prabowo Subianto welcomed Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Bogor Palace Presidential in Bogor. The two leaders held a high-level strategic council's meeting and discussed ways to strengthen the partnership between the two countries. Andi Romdoni has the details.
On Wednesday, President Prabowo Subianto welcomed Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on his state visit to the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java. During the meeting, the two leaders held their first high-level strategic cooperation council session. In a statement after the meeting, President Prabowo explained that this strategic meeting is the highest bilateral mechanism between the two countries. Today, President Erdogan and I held the first high-level strategic cooperation council meeting. This is the highest bilateral mechanism of relations between the two countries. During the meeting, the leaders also discussed cooperation in areas important to both nations, including the economy, trade, defense, security, and health. President Prabowo further explained that both leaders shared similar views on the situation in Palestine.
Di bidang hubungan internasional, kami menegaskan bahwa Indonesia dan Turki.
In the field of international relations, we emphasize that Indonesia and Turkey share the view that the solution to peace in Palestine is independence for Palestine with a two-state solution. President Prabowo Subianto also mentioned that President Erdogan's visit marks the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Turkey. He noted that the two countries have built a special spiritual and emotional bond over centuries. The visit, according to President Prabowo, marks a new chapter in their strategic partnership and sets the stage for celebrating 100 years of relations in 2050. Andi Romdoni reporting.
Vietnam has once again expressed its gratitude for Indonesia's support during its national struggle. Vietnamese Ambassador to Indonesia, Tak Pham Thong, highlighted Indonesia's crucial role in mobilizing international support during the Vietnam War. Ofra has the details.
Vietnam has revamped its appreciation for Indonesia's support in its national struggle. This was conveyed by Vietnamese Ambassador to Indonesia, Tak Pham Thong, during the embassy annual press meeting on Wednesday, February 12, 2025. He emphasized Indonesia's role in garnering international support for Vietnam during the Vietnam War.
And Indonesia always stood behind Vietnam and mobilizing the support from the non-aligned movement, about 100 countries, to support Vietnam during the Vietnam War. So we, the government and the people of Vietnam, have been always very grateful to the wholehearted support of the leaders and the people of Indonesia for our struggle for national reunification. And during that time, you know that President Ho Chi Minh visited Indonesia as early as in 1959.
As part of the non-aligned movement, Indonesia played a significant role in mobilizing support from around 100 countries for Vietnam. This support was a key factor in Vietnam's struggle for national reunification. Additionally, the strong relationship between the two countries was reflected in President Ho Chi Minh's visit to Indonesia in 1959. To this day, Vietnam and Indonesia continue to strengthen their cooperation in the spirit of friendship and solidarity. Ofra reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
That was the news.
Thank you. berbicara tentang perasaan yang kian menyiksa, tentang rindu yang menggebu, tentang cinta yang tak terungkap. Sudah terlalu lama kita berdiam, tenggelam dalam gelisah yang tak terreda, memenuhi mimpi-mimpi malam kita.
One of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. to features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
New Year's Eve, 2019. New South Wales, Australia.
If you're in no-go, the surrounding coastal areas, you're at risk. Leaving now is the safest option, so leave now towards the beach and shelter in place.
My acne, guys, because this whole place is on fire. Oh my god, my neighbor's house. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Last December, Australia recorded temperatures above 47 degrees. And in January, bushfires caused tens of thousands to flee from their homes.
This is a real nightmare. I can't believe this is real. I can't see anything. This is literally not real. This is not real. Oh my freaking god. We just have to get down this road to the beach.
Nearly 3 billion animals were killed or displaced in these fires.
All I want is my family. All I want is to be safe.
Pictures and stories continue to file out from Australia.
The last decade was the hottest decade on record.
Overnight, another onslaught from an ever-expanding inferno.
Extreme weather displaces over 20 million people a year. And just this year, we've seen Siberian fires and catastrophic flooding in Jakarta in February.
Rising death toll and massive evacuation in Indonesia.
Devastating swarms of locusts in East Africa in April.
Worst plague of locusts.
Cyclone Amphan in eastern India and Bangladesh in May.
It could be the worst the area has seen in 20 years.
Over 400 wildfires in Alaska. And in August, more wildfires on America's Pacific coast.
Well, the fires raging in Northern California have now become some of the largest in state history.
Climate change is man-made, and the main driver is CO2 pollution from burning fossil fuels. Global temperatures continue to rise. But something else is on the rise. Climate protests all around the world. From London to Australia. New Zealand. Uganda.
Climate change is here now, and it is killing people right now. The people who are looking at it right in the face.
Tokyo. India. Cristiana Figueres was the lead negotiator for the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015.
The next 8 to 10 years is going to determine the quality of life for the next 100 to 200 years, if not longer. That's the race that we're in.
We all watched with amazement when exactly 1 year ago, young people from all over the world took to the streets to express their feeling that we're not doing enough about climate change, that we're not treating it like the emergency it is.
Actor Don Cheadle is a goodwill ambassador for the UN Environment Program.
It's a year later now. Have we done enough? No, we have not. And climate change is only part of this story. Our rainforests are disappearing at an extraordinary rate. One football field of rainforest is destroyed every 6 seconds. 1 million plant and animal species are on the brink of extinction. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish. And so climate change and our treatment of the natural world are colliding and exacerbating each other to create a perfect storm. This cannot go on. You know it, I know it, and we know what we need to do.
In 2015, the UN announced 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. We need to follow these goals to ensure that we are the last generation to be threatened by climate change. These are the solutions.
We need to reduce global emissions by 50% by 2030. To do this, we need a rapid but just transition to renewable energy. That means an end to the building of new coal power stations and an end to subsidizing of fossil fuels. Government should also shift the tax burden from payrolls to carbon. Taxing carbon rather than people will increase output and employment while reducing emissions. And we need to stop deforestation in its tracks, planting trees instead of chopping them down. We need to think about what we eat and how we produce food, embracing healthy, nutritious diets, sustainable farming methods, and reducing food waste. The climate crisis is an opportunity. Renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuels. Thousands of businesses are working to go carbon neutral, and the opportunity to generate clean, safe, and decent jobs is enormous. The passion for protest can turn into a passion for changing all of our behavior to create a better, safer, just, sustainable world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Five Wanita. Five Wanita, or Lima Wanita, an Indonesian female vocal group formed in 2008, consists of Rieka Roslan, Andin, Nina Tamam, Yuni Shahara, and Iga Mawarni. This group was formed because they want to speak out, create and preserve Indonesian culture, one of which is the Indonesian kebaya, or traditional Indonesian blouse. To coincide with the declaration of National Kebaya Day, which fell on July 24, 2024, Lima Wanita released the single Kebaya Indonesia, or Indonesian Kebaya. Created by Rieka Roslan, this song tells about kebaya fashion as national culture and a symbol of the struggle and emancipation of women in Indonesia from time to time. The song release is supported by the Indonesian Women's Congress. It was sung for the first time by Lima Wanita at the first National Kebaya Day event held by the Congress on July 24, 2024 in Jakarta. Listeners, here are Lima Wanita with Kebaya Indonesia.
Indahannya kebaya Indonesia, anggun berjalan dari masa ke masa. Kebaya Indonesia pesona mu takkan lekang oleh zaman. Setiap mata memandang selalu terpesona kebaya Indonesia.
Kebaya
satu bintang yang dapat menghiasi hati.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Only in Indonesia.
Speech usually has a black or white sign, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at a pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. The beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from coral, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back everyone, and you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia in Indonesia from Jakarta, of course, from Indonesia to the world, giving you so many wonderful information and also great music to listen. And Nuka is going to be here to give you a lot of other infos and also great music, and hopefully you're going to love it. And of course, I'm going to be here to give you some wonderful nostalgic music from the 90s, 2000, and 2001, 2002 era songs, okay? If you know it and you remember it, sing it. Be right back with you. And one of the song that I would really love to give you is coming from, let's see. I got a very popular Indonesian singer. She came from Indonesia, actually, and she is a wonderful person, and she's also been so popular almost around the world. I think European knows them, her, and her name is Anggun. If you know it, raise your hand. Okay, I see 1,000 people raising their hands there. Okay, so I'm going to give you one of her hit single called Snow on the Sahara.
Located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Rangsang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Habis hujan Desember yang lalu di kota ini dalam ruangan berpenyajuk udara. Udara mana lagi yang kau hidup?
In April, the novelist Arundhati Roy wrote an essay entitled The Pandemic is a Portal, in which she argued that the pandemic presents us with an unparalleled opportunity to reimagine our future. Forrest Whitaker reads her words.
Whatever it is, coronavirus has made the mighty kneel and brought the world to a halt like nothing else could. Our minds are still racing back and forth, longing for a return to normality, trying to stitch our future to our past and refusing to acknowledge the rupture. But the rupture exists. And in the midst of this terrible despair, it offers us a chance to rethink the doomsday machine we have built for ourselves. Nothing could be worse than a return to normality. Historically, pandemics have forced humans to break with the past and imagine the world anew. This one is no different. It's a portal, a gateway between one world and the next. We can choose to walk through it, dragging the carcasses of our prejudice and hatred, our avarice, our data banks and dead ideas, or we can walk through it lightly. With a little luggage, ready to imagine another world, and ready to fight for it.
Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
There's a certain outrage for injustice right now in every sphere. I think we're at a moment where COVID perhaps has helped us realize that there is an intergenerational transition and that young people now are waking up to the calls that we've had from my generation, which has said, look, this is the opportunity you've got to make things change. And they are rising up, and that we are bringing young people to the table now, not as a token, but to help us shape and to take that baton, to take up the gauntlet and to move forward. People fighting for justice, but fighting for your justice, not just mine. And to see that without your justice, mine won't be fulfilled either.
Thank you for the invitation here today to talk about my big brother. The world knows him as George, but I called him Perry.
In June, George Floyd's brother, Philonis, gave testimony to the U.S. House Judiciary Committee.
Yesterday, we laid him to rest. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do. I'm the big brother now, so it's my job to comfort my brothers and my sisters, Perry's kids, and everyone who loved him. And that's a lot of people. I couldn't take care of George that day he was killed, but maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain. To make sure that he is more than another face on a t-shirt, more than another name on a list that won't stop growing. I'm here to ask you to make it stop. George called for help and he was ignored. Please listen to the calls ringing out the streets across the world. People of all backgrounds, genders and races have come together to demand change. The people marching in the streets are telling you enough is enough. To the leaders, the people elected you to speak for them, to make positive change, you have the opportunity to make your name mean something too. If his death ends up changing the world for the better, and I think it will, then he died as he lived. It is on you to make sure his death is not in vain. I didn't get the chance to say goodbye to Perry while he was here. I was robbed of that. But I know he's looking down at us now. Perry, look up at what you did, big brother. You changed the world. I hope you can rest in peace with power.
After the genocide and destruction of the Second World War, the United Nations was founded. Enshrined in its charter was the fact that all people are equal and entitled to the same respect, justice, and human rights. This remains a simple truth, and yet across the globe, this struggle is still being fought. Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
The more we've seen poverty and inequality, hunger, conflict, the more we understand that it is about the person that could be left behind. And so it's really important that we don't leave anyone behind. And we ask ourselves, country by country, community, region, the world, who are the no ones? And they're defined in many different ways depending where you're coming from. And so, you know, discrimination, exclusion, all of that provides fodder for instability in the world. And we know that everyone has a right to a life of dignity.
Welcome again, well, listeners. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And make sure you stay tuned here because we still have so many wonderful infos and also great music to listen. Don't forget, you can also contact us to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account, VOI_official, our TikTok account, VOI_officials, our email address, voilistener@gmail.com, and you can also contact us to our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. +62 821 2381 2130. Lucas still here and giving you so many other wonderful infos and also great music to listen. And before that, I would really love to give you one wonderful song coming from Andra on the Backbone with
Ketika ku rapuh, terdampar membisu, seperti debu. Matahari seakan tak lagi menyinari hati sepi ini. Kau temukan aku ketika ku jatuh, terhempas membisu, terbalut pilu. Matahari seakan tak lagi menyinari hati sepi ini. Aku cinta, beri aku rasa, agar aku bisa seperti dirimu. Beri aku sentuhmu, beri aku rindu, agar aku bisa seperti hidup kembali.
mimpi burukku. Beri aku cinta, beri aku rasa, agar aku bisa seperti dirimu. Beri aku tentumu, beri aku rindumu, agar aku bisa seperti hidup kembali, seperti hidup kembali, seperti hidup kembali, seperti hidup kembali, seperti hidup kembali.
That the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia. During America Geophysical Unit meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their related study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present to you a keroncong song entitled Terpukau or Mesmerized by Khoiriah Anggi Setiawati. The song, created by Ade Govinda and popularized by Astrid Sartiasari, was released on April 10, 2013. Astrid reveals the meaning in the song about someone who is in love but has not had the opportunity to have the lover. The song tells the story of someone who has unrequited love. The singer hopes and dreams to be able to live together with the person he loves, but he realizes that he cannot conquer her heart yet. Nevertheless, he is still determined to fight for his feelings and hopes that one day he can be with the person he loves. A listener, here is Khoiriah Anggi Setiawati with the keroncong song entitled Terpukau.